In Psalms 57, David made a statement in that the Word of God, he said, my heart is fixed. He said, my heart is fixed. And who wants God to love them half-heartedly? You ever think about that? Would you want that? Would you want God to love you only half-heartedly? Oh. And, you know, no one wants God to love us with a half heart. We want God to love us with all His heart, right? So, you know, there are all kinds of heart conditions. You know, there's physical conditions. There's broken hearts, even. You know, there's a wounded heart. And, you know, there are physical hearts. There's heart conditions that limit us and restrict our abilities to do things. I understand what that means, you know, dealing with AFib issues. You know, there's some days that I feel great, and then all of a sudden, halfway through my day, I can even eat something. It causes the AFib, and then I'm tired, you know. It's, you know, and then you're just run down, and it restricts my ability to do some things, you know. It limits me. And but those physical things, that's just part of it. But, you know, David said, my heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. And I love that. What's he fixed on? You know, is your heart fixed? You know, I know we have, you know, our heart condition. I want to talk about that tonight. I want to talk about our heart conditions. And there's a specific heart condition, though, that I'd like to discuss tonight. And that is the whole heart condition. That whole heart condition. And there are a lot of ways that a heart can be whole. You know, I know that there's such a thing as a broken heart, and I know that a broken heart can come from many different situations. I know that you can experience, you know, a broken heart through loss of a loved one. And, you know, over the last 2-3 weeks, I've had to, officiate 3 funerals. And seeing that loss of a loved one, it breaks your heart, you know, and it's sometimes very difficult to deal with, and we struggle with that. Our heart is broken over that. And, you know, there's also things like divorce and things like that that can break your heart. People go through and struggle through things like that, and it's tough. You know, it's tough. But I know that it happens to young and old, and there's no age limit to a broken heart. You know, I'm glad that I know that there is one who can heal a heart. He can make it whole. You know, amen, aren't you glad of that this morning? Amen. You know, Jesus is the heart fixer. You know, He really is. The Holy Spirit is the greatest surgeon in the universe. He can perform open heart surgery and not even leave a scar. Amen. I mean, come on now. But what I really want to talk about is what the Holy Spirit is saying is that He is grieved over a heart condition in the church today, and that condition is a divided heart or a half-heartedness. There's a lot of people that just are half-hearted in everything that they do. You know, I've seen people that are half-hearted in the workplace. You know, they're just there going through the motions. You know, and have you ever heard of someone say, I'll do it, but my heart's not in it? You heard somebody say that? I've said that. I got to be honest. I've said that before. You know, what I'm trying to say is tonight is how much heart do you put into your prayer time? How much heart do you put into your Bible reading? How much heart do you put into your worship? How much heart do you put into your giving? Think about that. The sad truth is that many of our lives are lived with less than a whole heart. The truth is that God not only is not satisfied with less than a whole heart, but God demands our whole heart. He wants all of us. He wants everything. He wants everything. You know, to give God less than a whole heart means that our hearts are divided, which means we are holding out on God, which means we are reserving something for ourselves that is actually not ours, which means that we are robbing God. You ever think about that? To give less than our whole heart means that the part you don't give Him is open for business to anyone. Think about that. In other words, the part of your heart that is not yielded and surrendered to God is not filled with God and can be occupied by other things, which means that the part of your heart that is not filled with God and surrendered to God is not protected by God. God can only protect what is His. He can only govern what is put in His control. The Bible gives us several references to serving God with a whole heart. In 2 Chronicles 2:15, I think Jason's got these up here for us. 2 Chronicles 2:15. It says, "Rejoice about the oath because they had sworn it wholeheartedly. They sought God eagerly, and He was found by them. So the Lord gave them rest on every side." In Psalms 119:10, it says, "I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands." In Psalms 119:34 says, "Give me understanding and I will keep your law and obey it with all my heart." Psalms 119:69 says, "Though the arrogant have smeared me with lies, I keep your precepts with all my heart." In Jeremiah 3:10 says, "In spite of all this, her unfaithful sister Judah did not return to me with all her heart, but only in pretense, declares the Lord." So you hear all these about the whole heart, or you insinuate the half-heartedness. She didn't return with her whole heart. And here with Israel and with Solomon and with Amaziah, we see a condition that is the divided heart. Now I'm going to break this down. We speak of the heart. We are speaking of what you love when we speak about the heart. It's what we love is what comes out of the heart, right? We hear a lot of things in the Bible talk when we talk about the heart. Our affections, our intentions, our desire, our passion. You know, we are speaking of what you are and what you are committed to. It's what I'm committed to is what comes out of my heart. You know, my desires, my passion and all that. It's what I'm committed to. You know, we hear that again. "I'll do it, but my heart is not in it." This means I'll perform the function, I'll carry out the duty, but I'm not invested in it. Okay? You know, forgive me for saying this, but you know, I think this is true in a lot of our churches. Some give me, I'm going to say this, so give me some grace. Okay? Give me some grace. You ever heard the saying, "Give me some grace and give me some space"? Many people in the church are just like that. They are physically present, even to give in their offerings and sometimes even shout amen and be a part of the church, but yet they're only there half-heartedly. They're not completely invested in it. You know, and I see that. You know, and that's a heart condition is what that is. It's a heart condition. And But you know, it's from the heart. Their affections, their passion, their desire, and is absent from their actions. You know, perfectly simply means whole when we read the scripture. You know, when we come to God with a divided heart, God sees us just going through the motions. God doesn't want His people. God doesn't want us to go through the motions. He doesn't want us to go to church just to go through the motions. I talked about that this morning a little bit. You know, when we come to church, it just seems to be so routine sometimes. We walk through the door, you know, we talk to everybody, we socialize, we sing some songs, we have prayer, we hear a message, and we go home, and then the next Sunday we do it over and over and over again, and we get caught up in this complacency of this routine. And our heart becomes divided and becomes that way. You know, we come half-heartedly. And I talked about it this morning. This is kind of bringing on part of my message this morning, that, you know, where's your heart at? You know, where's your passion at? You know, God wants a church that He wants us to fly high, man. He wants us to be on fire for Him, you know. And we're not always like that. You know, sometimes life beats us down and we get down and we get discouraged. And we get, you know, a heart condition develops. But we know the one, if we just stay focused on Him, we know the one that can fix that in our life. You know, and that's why it's so important that we come to church. That's why it's so important to gather together with other believers, that we can encourage each other. Amen? He wants a church where there is anointing flowing, a place where fires are kindled, and a place where people are passionate, people that are hungry for His Word, and people that are, you know, passionately pursuing His presence. Amen? I want to be in His presence. I want to feel the Holy Spirit. If I don't feel the Holy Spirit, if I don't feel the anointing of God in my life, then what am I doing? I'm just going through the motions, and that doesn't benefit me at all. And it definitely doesn't please God. I think it causes deadness in the church. I'm not picking on you guys, because I love this church. I think we're headed in the right direction. I feel the Holy Spirit. God puts these things on my heart to preach, to encourage, not to discourage. Because, you know, I preach to myself because I have to keep myself going. You know, but God's the one that feeds me. You know, God's the one that, the Holy Spirit takes that, right? When I surrender to Him, He sets my heart on fire, which increases my passion. You know, my desire to serve Him more and more and more and more. Even when I'm not feeling like it. Are you hungry tonight? I mean, did you come hungry for the Holy Spirit to just feed you, you know, to lift you up? You know, that's what I want. I want passion. I want zeal. I want intensity. I want that hunger and that desire. You know, I don't want that to ever stop. Because I know when it does stop, I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble. I'm just going through the motions. Ecclesiastes 9:10 says, "Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might." And I believe what that's saying is, do it with your whole heart. Do it with everything that you have. Do it with all your passion and all your zeal. Do it for God. Everything that you do, do it for God. In other words, do it with your whole heart. A church that is in love with Jesus, a church that loves the Holy Spirit, and a church that has a heart burning for God. You know, God's not looking for warm bodies to fill pews. It's not what God wants. God wants people to be on fire for Him. God wants people to serve Him and just be obedient and just say, Lord, I'm here. I'm here to do whatever you want me to do. Amen?
Amen.
I'm here. I'm in your presence. And I don't have to just come to this building to be in His presence. You know, the Scripture says the Holy Spirit lives inside of me. And not only does the Scripture say that, I know that. Because I know He lives inside of me. Because I can feel His presence in me. I can feel His anointing on me. I just want everybody to feel that way. I want everybody to understand what it means to be filled with the Holy Spirit. To walk in the Spirit. There's nothing that compares to that.
Amen.
I could read Scripture after Scripture after Scripture from the front to the back. That talks about what I'm talking about tonight. Serving God with all your heart. All your mind. Everything about Him. Everything. He wants us, all of us. It's just like when we took a vow. You know, my wife and I have been married 29 years. In September the 1st, 29 years. I'm proud of that. I'm proud of that. But our relationship has to be wholeheartedly in order to make it like that. Amen?
Amen.
A marriage is not healthy if it's half-heartedly. A relationship is not a good relationship if it's half-hearted. We have a relationship with Jesus Christ. He desires that relationship with us. But He doesn't want a half-hearted relationship. And again, I say like I said this morning, when we give Him our whole heart, when we serve Him with all that we have, blessings will come. Passion will come. Desire will come. Healings will come. Amen.
Amen.
See, I went through 8 pages and you guys didn't even know it. I just wrote big letters. If you could read it. I do. I like to handwrite out my sermons. For a while, I'd type them out. Sometimes I'd just write little post-it notes. But here lately, I've got to where I like to write them out. I like to write them out. It means something to me a little bit. I encourage that. But I want to encourage you tonight. I want you to search yourselves tonight. I want you to search yourselves tonight. Are you serving God with all your heart? Are you serving Him with all your heart? I know, I'm not judging. I'm just asking because that's what He wants from you. That's what He wants from me. And I have to stay on top of it all the time. I have to surrender every day. As Paul said, I die daily. What did he mean by that? Just like what we're talking about. Take up your cross and follow Him. Taking up our cross. We're not carrying the same cross that He did. We're carrying the cross of our life. We're carrying that surrender that we have to do. We have to sacrifice our day, our life to Him in whatever that is. every day. Every day. And that doesn't mean that it's easy. That's what it means to carry the cross. It's not easy life. So I ask you again tonight, are you serving Him with your whole heart? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray that, Lord, our hearts be full. Lord, let us not be serving You half-heartedly, Lord. Let us give You everything that we have. Lord, come again. Fill our hearts full of Your Holy Spirit. Give us that passion and zeal. Let us serve You with intensity, Lord. Let our lives show that You are in control of us. Lord, take control of every part. Take everything out of me that is me and put everything in that is You. Lord, let people see You in me. Lord God, let us not serve You half-heartedly tonight. Let us leave here. When we leave here, we're leaving here full of Your Spirit, wholeheartedly serving You every day. Lord, I praise You. I say right now, if there's anyone here tonight that just wants more of Jesus, just come forward right now. Just come forward right now.